Genau, hallo, ich
Yes,
bin Ron.
hi, I am Ron, and I am an internet addict.
Hallo Hamburg.
Hello Hamburg. Moin, says the audience, the traditional Hamburg greeting for any time of day, not just the morning.
Ja.
Right.
22. Veranstaltung.
22nd event. A quarter of a century ago, this happened for the first time. This is the 25th anniversary. That's not bad. Last time, we could have written 42 halves, 42/2. We only realized afterwards, and this time, Constanze is with us. Hello. Good day.
So,
right. What was your year like? Who is here for the first time? Enormous. In that case, you'll have to tell them what we're doing. There were so many hands, we'll have to explain. We are entertaining, we are talking about what we will laugh about next year, and we try to laugh about this year, and we try to not have this laughter thrown back at us. Right. What was your year like? Who was, he received an ISO 27001 certification. For whom was it the fifth in their lives? Okay, yes, some of you. Is it getting any easier? With AI or without? Who let an AI fill in the forms? Well, that hand was down. Actually, I put the question in the wrong way. You have to ask it differently. Who knows someone who knows someone who... That's more of you, immediately more. But they are all friends of that guy over there, right? Who of you has relatives still hanging around that haven't got a smartphone yet? And where you will then have to install and configure it? Well, only half of you? Okay. Do you think that it's getting difficult, more difficult? Who is fearing the consequences? Right. Well, it became easier to help your relatives, except with printers. How many of you know someone who have more than one printer, which doesn't work? Well, clearly a problem. Did they spend more than 30 euros per piece? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, they are more widespread. Well, anyway, that's not our issue. And the slide says the final adversary, by the way. And we've really tried hard this year and read all the CV reports twice. Who of you believed this just now? Well, selling NFTs is not something we can do. And we have identified the final adversary. Drum roll. No.
Doch.
Yes. Oh.
Das war noch nicht laut genug.
That wasn't loud enough yet. Again, for the people at home. No. Yes. Oh. I don't know if the English versions of the French comedian Louis de Funès' films have this too. What did shock us was the fact that SQL injection isn't dead yet.
Nein.
On the contrary, no, yes, oh.
Stabil auf Platz 3.
It's on a stable second place of the most dangerous mistakes or errors, and this year it's path traversal. What's the rank there? Guess. Who believes that what you see on the slide, is that among the top 10 path traversal? Who believes it's ranked 2? Where, who believes three? Four?
Wer glaubt, es ist fünf?
Five?
Fünf.
It is five.
Das Lachen wird immer schriller.
Laugh gets more and more shrill.
Genau.
Right. This event has been around for a while, so we can have a 10-year review, look back 10 years, which is always interesting, how things develop. Who remembers the Fappening? The Fappening? Oh, yeah, that is quite a number. You're all old. Because that was iCloud. iCloud wasn't secured against brute force authentication vulnerabilities in a way. That is supposed to be solved now through passkeys. Who of you has one yet? Who hasn't got one yet? I can't quite place this. And the rest of you, that are you still waiting for more than two to show up? You've got them in the iCloud, all of you. Okay. Okay. Let's leave that. Autonomous cars, autonomous vehicles. Let's get the pronouns right. You. For 2024, we found many things interesting. All these pilot projects of those minibuses going around various European countries and even and also in Germany, the city centers and surroundings that were supposed to be tested there, they've all just gone away in 2024. We didn't dare call out the end for Tesla Autopilot, but no, regarding autonomous driving. It seems to be the end of a cycle, though. Are you sad? No. Yeah, there's been kind of a cluster in 2024 when we heard pilot projects weren't being continued. Let's just put that there. Okay, what else? Smartphones, smartwatch. That always continued, it seemed, and now we've just we had headphones with various functions. Who sees a technological breakthrough there? Five of you, even. Who believes that the, you know what? Well, that having toothbrushes in your ear will get more normal this way. Not many. It has, someone says. These are the younger ones among you. Who believes that Uncle Helmut will then finally see the light? A few, yes. Let's see. And the other thing was nudging through software, behavioral nudging. That was 10 years ago. It was new then. Now it's, of course, commonplace. Is there any software without nudging these days? Recently, I was looking at a ZOA. It was like, yay, you've worked through all these security incidents. Applause for you. And a side question. Do you think that the icon designers at Duolingo are still okay? Dad, what, look, the Duolingo icon, it kind of looks at me. If you don't know this, you will have to look it up now. Right. You weren't bad at this 10 years ago, predictive everything, but, well, that was hyped too much. I think predictive maintenance really arrived at strength in the industry, right? Who would say that predictive maintenance is now hard on with us? Well, it was, by then, you were kind of relating it to consumers. I thought I would finally get a telephone that would block calls if my heart frequency is too high anyway. depending on the person that's calling. Well, all these I measure myself people, they do have that. If your telephone kind of wiggles on your arm when you order your third cola, telling you, well, only if these are short commands blocking calls. Well, you pay with your smartwatch for this cola, and it's the third one, and it wiggles to warn you. I don't know. I don't use these things. I'm not a I measure person, but well, there is still room for improvement. Yes, but this one, what did the AI know when? That was a complete hit. But you meant something different with AI, though. Why? Well, there wasn't, you know, generative AI. Well, that's what you think. prove the contrary. Well, yes. So the question, what did the AI know when it makes, sorry, they don't decide, they don't make decisions. Always humans that make the decisions and make the mistakes, of course. And this way, so the complete situation, document the whole thing when they give a recommendation, that's where we haven't arrived yet still, which is astounding. Okay, those were the 10 years things. Let's continue with the internet normality update for this year.
Es war viel Arbeit mit den CVEs.
Lots of work with the CVEs.
Und ich glaube, der Trend ist auch weiter steigend.
And the trend is rising. So, why?
Wenn man über die Jahr blickt,
if you look back over the years, there is a tendency upwards that could continue in 2025.
Meinst du?
Do they get help? You think so? I'd say there's a term for that, and I think I wrote it down to remember that. Growth of the economy. Who of you got 15% more budget for security? I have a beautiful term, and I didn't make this up. It's called generic security mansplaining. And wait for it. For the generated vulnerability reports that come up from time to time. You know, really severe, major bug. And just perhaps, it could be like that. You think they already got support from AI? Well, then that's going to explode this year. Something else was interesting too. PCs in households are going down by 0.5%, but you know, this might still be within margin of error. Who of you is planning to never buy a PC again? Oh, 7 of you. And who is planning to get rid of PCs at their relatives? The dumpster-ning, the scrapping. That's the death sentence for this sector. Yeah, perhaps. Well, this reminds me of this one plan that we heard about in the summer with the law about the security law that would make it easier to install malware from the government side on your devices. And nowadays, the state Trojans, they want to get on your smartphones. And yeah, they're all the time, they're with you. So they, when you're sleeping, they will get on your smartphone somehow, and they said, yeah, this is the scenario, we got that covered. Shouldn't the smartphone be a sacred room? So what do we learn from that? The smartphone needs to go under your pillow.
Well,
and this is the core of the private, of your private life, in the kitchen. These are the kitchens where you can still close the opening to the living room. Nowadays, the architecture is completely open. Well, but looking at this ratio between smartphones and PCs, well, smartphones are still going up. There are still some relatives without smartphone. There is no way around it. Well, I hacked your PCs, now I hacked your phone. And the criminal agency of the states has warned against this. And Gen Z is apparently more likely to get hacked, to get cybered, compared to the boomers. All parents in this hall, you messed it up. Or all children got the wrong parents.
Right.
Boomers, please talk to your kids about cyber, about magic.
Generation Z.
Gen Z, talk to your parents, because the phishing QR codes, they are now being sent via the mail. Nothing's sacred anymore. They're sent via fax. Who of you is operating the only fax in the family? And who's still receiving faxes from Nigeria? Paper? I won't ask. Americans this year lost 5.6 billion in crypto scams. That's 46% more. Last year we predicted that your inheritance is not safe. The North Koreans, they got more now. They got more. Well, they get their people hired everywhere as well. There's one woman somewhere who built a laptop farm that they gave North Korea access to simulate home office, but I don't remember the numbers, something like 60 identities that were compromised and about 300 portable computers. But that's the business model of the future, if it doesn't get destroyed by AI. Passkeys everywhere this year. Ah, sorry. First we got something about ransomware. This is the good news. There are still good news. Not just that the ransomware victims pay less, and less than 30% pay at all, and when they pay less. But unfortunately, it's way more affected. And some of them have been affected two or three times already. Usually, you would expect someone to learn from their mistakes, but they've been compromised multiple times already. There's another way to describe this. The trust crisis is now hitting the industry. The ransomware industry. Well, do we need a governmental ban on ransomware? Let's vote. Who thinks that paying ransoms should be forbidden by law? Oh, just about half. Not less, perhaps? We have to do the check for who thinks that ransomware payments are important for your retirement.
Passkeys überall.
Passkeys everywhere.
Yeah.
It's improving, isn't it? I haven't become friends with it yet. You know, you have to try these things, but I'm worried a bit about that passkeys are turning into software. Initially, I had a different vision for this. Well, but it is practical, and it is perhaps better than the way it was before. Well, no questions about that. FIFA didn't hear us, right? Nobody got up and screamed and waved their fist.
We've brought a picture, 2024 in one picture. The interesting question is, of course, is it going to get better? No, and we noticed in conversation that the threshold, an IT security incident being reported on, that kind of got higher, got worse. And, well, we didn't really care anymore. We've kind of got accustomed to this IT crisis. It's become more normal. I've got the feeling sometimes that if you talk with a tax advisor or someone, after 2 minutes at most, you get something, oh, I don't want to look anymore. And that's what it's like with IT security. You don't want to hear about it anymore. Not a good state of things. And then, of course, you have the political level, too, coming. And they don't want to hear about that either, all the regulations that we could have had that were not get through the breakup of the German government, all this. People just don't want to hear it anymore. They've gotten tired, grown tired. Right. Now, that was the worst year, or maybe that was the worst year so far. If we now change something, how soon would it get better? Well, regarding, I tend towards structural optimism. Now we do see laws in action that were passed in 2019. In 2022, they were implemented and getting enforced, and now we get the impression that industry is advertising with it. A smartphone now for 5 years has now a 5-year warranty. Okay, you think, yeah, they really took note. And then, no, it's in the law. Or at least the legislator said that that is the aspiration. And now you see it in the Aldi catalog, the discounter. So it helps. And we'll have to say, for the IT security, we have extremely sad news in Wes Anderson died, which is a great loss to the IT security as a whole. But when we talked about this, we actually agreed that through the really wonderful books that he freely made available to everyone, we know by now that the things that he summarized are living on, though everyone that is dealing with IT security has read these books. Oh, and if you don't have them now, it's about time to do that. If you still need presents, if you've missed Christmas, you can just give Wes Anderson's security architecture away. Before Christmas, sorry, after Christmas is before Christmas. Now I look back, e-government, data wealth and crypto, more than 700 new jobs for IT security in ministries, not new jobs, but more than 700 jobs in ministries for IT security are not staffed. So skilled labor shortage is a reality. What surely is one of the more crazy, how do you put it, scenarios or that with fascination or with all the emotional states that you can have, the Ukrainian war is one of the more affecting ones, and the other situations we have from a technological perspective, what you see here, low-tech, high-tech drones, military use of civil hardware, civil use of military hardware, crowdsourcing, and it's not just Ukraine, you have to add Gaza to that too. Yes. And the question that everyone is asking with interest is whether we'll be fast enough to learn from this, especially in the disinformation area, where we are not that well suited. But we know a bit more. The Taurus War. The Taurus leak. Who was very much calmed down or assured by the Taurus leak? You've all heard this, right?
No?
Well, I listened and I really, really wanted to hear this. So when these people, gentlemen, then said to each other, well, they now believe that Taurus doesn't even exist or it doesn't work. And I went, huh, of course. That was my impression. That's how I understood Chancellor Scholz. And then this giggle that came afterwards from these people that were talking about it, and we've tested this. It works, doesn't it? It gets rid of bridges nicely. You need a few more? Okay. And that really assured me. Well, it seemed very objective and rational, and unless you tell me that you know all this, and this is exactly the giggle that small boys do when they're being caught, right?
Oh yeah,
Starlink secretly installed on a warship. I don't know if you know. Still no. This is civil use, civil technology being used by military. Well. It's quite a banger. They said they wanted to watch Netflix on those ships. Watch Netflix. Well, you can't say porn anymore. But it isn't that secret anymore. It wasn't secretly installed. It's not anymore. That was crazy. But secure by design is now in the self voluntary implementation phase. So secure by design, you have to explain, this is in a phase where industry is just, I think, how many companies have added to this vouch? 60? So Fortune 500 is always said. So this is self-commitment. What does that mean if it's self-commitment? What failed? The market will take care of this has failed. What comes then after self-commitment? Maybe a regulation by the legislator? What's the third phase, though? Sanctioning. Yes. Penalties. Laws with penalties. It's a long way ahead. Kaspersky is now illegal in the US. Well, they had to stop and close down their business there, but it's still in the courts. In a few years, we'll have a ruling on this, and interesting was how they went out. And I would really have liked to be in that conversation, because they went out by installing other software.
No.
The motto being, well, no, we don't have full access to your system. It's no problem there. But, well, we'll just install the software without asking, another antivirus thing that then will have full access to your system. And, well, the dialogue there in the boardroom must have been interesting. Well, we can't just leave our customers alone and naked in the net. No. Right. Must have been. Well, they decided to do this, and for that, they will have received money, a lot. Volkswagen electronic patient file, separate talks. Well, you've all seen this. Look at the talks. Watch the talks about Volkswagen, the data leak, and the electronic patient file. They are really good, the talks. Data wealth at TeamViewer and AnyDesk, and so on. Data wealth with TeamViewer, AnyDesk, and co. Who of you knows how many different remote access tools are used in the company? All of them. There's a survey on this, and the survey says, on average, companies have 4 remote access tools in use. Yes, 4 of which they know. Well, we've got the Seoul typhoon next. So there was this news item that you surely have all seen. These are the lawful interception interfaces that third parties, Chinese hackers, mercenaries could exploit. And on the 27th of December, we had this email from the White House a new telco had joined with this, and then the U.S. market was well covered, and they didn't know if they had gone yet or are still theirs. We just don't know the proof there that backdoors don't just exist for the good guys. Very practically demonstrated. I've got one more. Some of these U.S. senators were briefed. We weren't, as we know. We just have these bits and crumbs of information, who was there when, but they in real time could hear these telephone calls between the prosecuting authorities and the secret services that we're using. And when the senators came along, there was a misstatement in the press. They said, a few million people affected. And then they kind of backpedaled, and the people that were briefed, the US senators, were rather shocked by the extent, which will be in some report in 2 years, but which then will be labeled classified, right? What everyone was celebrating was the press release by the FBI and so on, where they said, well, it would be better if you communicate with encryption, if you use encryption for your communication. No. Encrypted communication, no. Actually, I think it, well, no. Oh, yes. Oh. I have to practice. Well, do we need to say any more on this? No. It's cell phone.
What else do we have? Some remarkable things. This absolute banger. We wanted to do a Chaos Radio about this, and it's about 1 hour currently. We could make it 2 hours because it's quite complex. No, we can't do that in 2 hours. So the layers about which you need to talk, the amount of them is just enormous. And the feeling of the iceberg, that you really only see the tip of it. And the length, the build-up for this, this started two years ago. Such a long build-up. And you should ask yourselves which other ones are currently in the build-up, and are we sufficiently sensitized for the future, similar things like this. The list is long, and dot dot slash, dot dot hyphen, right? Well, except for YubiKey, all of the other ones were dot dot slash victims, right? Oh, well, and I believe, and this is my version of the story, and I'm sticking to it. You heard about the TVs, all of which are smart now, and if you connect them to the internet, they will phone home and snitch on you what you're watching, etc. This is well known and well accepted, and those who don't like it, they don't connect it to the internet, no matter how much it complains about it. But that they also do this in monitor mode, that they take screenshots and send those home, that's new, I think. And who saw this and thought to themselves, hold my beer, Microsoft? They said to themselves, that's a feature in the TV. Well, we just put it on the operating system level. Did you see the slides, the presentation of that? Of course, me neither. Who would watch that? But all of the ones who saw that, within 2 minutes or three, they understood how terrible of an idea that is. Everybody got it. And did really nobody at this tech company, the technical preparations you need to do, they take long. Like, did nobody get that this is a bad idea? Everybody and their dog really understood immediately that this is a bad idea. Everyone. But did really nobody notice beforehand? But then the recall was recalled. What I saw was the interview that Johanna Stern, I think she's called, at Wall Street, who spoke to Nutella and asked carefully whether, you know, do you think that this may just be a little bit invasive, and yeah, and the recall surprises as well, and what came out of it, everything was surprisingly unsurprising, and it works on all PCs. Oh wait, it only works when we encrypt it. Oh, it's not encrypted, and now it's opt-in. Well, you can turn it off. Just turn it off. Can Shut Up for Windows turn this off already? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was a security priority email at Microsoft, and it took a few weeks, and security is now a part of the evaluation for your pay grade. Let's see if we hear more about this.
The voice,
the voice deepfake attacks this year were remarkable, and the ones that were predicted a few years ago, Ferrari, Wiz, LastPass, these are only those that talked about it because they recognized it through some innovative things like asking your conversational partner whether they remember the book recommendation that they gave last week. And the press likes to write that you should talk about that you should agree on a safe word with your relatives. And personally, I believe that doesn't work, because when you call them with shocking news, they won't remember. So you have to find a different way. You have to regularly listen to when your parents recommend a book to you, so that you can ask about it. Well, I'm in favor of code words.
Okay.
For the code words? You can agree on this with your parents. Well, something else that might work are affectionate names. No. I'm in favor of code words. It's all a question of the font size. Of course, you can also just print things on paper and then put it onto your mother's fridge and then tell her, please read what's written on your fridge. Well, I see you've got lots of ideas. Tell us next year how it went and whether your inheritance is still there.
Yep.
We had CrowdStrike. Well, we read about it. Who's the applause for? For those who cleaned up? Or, yeah, of course. That's for them.
Yeah.
We got, now, when we were talking just beforehand, we looked it up, the number. The outage began in July, and 10 days later, CrowdStrike published a post-mortem report, which was, of course, no longer high interest in this. So the press spoke about 8.5 million computers that were affected that needed to be updated. And then they clarified how they got to those 8.5 million. Those are only the ones that send crash reports, the customers that send crash reports, and all the other ones weren't even counted. So of course the number 8.5 million is total bullshit. The real one is much higher. These are the 8.5 million computer voices that went silent at Microsoft, that were behind the shadow of the firewall, unseen. Good exercise for those for whom it wasn't a real exercise. Well, in the beginning, you know, people were wondering, oh, is this an attack? Are these the Russians? Or, well, the idea that this is just an update with an error. And the time that it took until everything was in order again. With airlines, it took quite a while. Others were faster. You have to put that in context for to, well, all of the teamwork that was put in, and nothing malicious happened here, just an error. And would they have done it if it was or wasn't malicious? Well, the press always asks, was it an attack? And this was the best case scenario. Everybody works together. They want to fix it. They have all the information. This is an interesting debate. Well, who of you thinks it would be funnier that, well, never mind. Oh, well, let's not get hung up on CrowdStrike. The next one is much more beautiful anyway. The CISA boss who said that security vulnerabilities are not, well, those are product errors. These are malfunctions of the product. And that's where we have to get to, that you must fix these errors. We need recalls and things like that. It needs to be fixed, or you get your money back. This is without alternative. Otherwise, there will be no incentive. What else did we have? Two more. In March, for the first time, March 2024, there were sanctions against humans, two in particular, someone and their partner, who were part of a consortium of state Trojan manufacturers. They were sanctioned by the US State Treasury. A new measure that can, well, get multimillionaires that own state Trojan firms where it hurts them. Well, you are named, get on a list, you cannot do business with any US entities. And the five companies from the Intellecta Consortium and the owners were sanctioned. And the producer of those hacking tools, this market was analyzed quite in depth, and service providers, hacking service providers from 42 countries were analyzed, and that the US has started to sanction individuals is new. And I asked the foreign ministry whether that's something that we might also want to do. Well, they said, well, not really. Something's developing. There's the market. The hacking tool providers, the state Trojan providers, changed the name, their location. They also think about their investors. And there are 95 of them, the same countries that do 40%, three countries that do 40% of this market, Israel, Italy, and, well, one of them is in the EU. You would think that there are different rules. But yeah, these markets do play a role. And when your vacation destination is affected, then we're getting into dangerous territory. Well, it's just easier for marketing if you are in the European Union compared to if you're outside of the European Union. And one more, exploding pages. The exploding pages, where initially there were discussions whether it's even possible to prepare, heat up lithium-ion batteries with software like this, and some specialists on the internet thought about this and said, of course this works, and, well, but really it wasn't enough. And we just have to arrive at the conclusion that's where we arrived now. That's where we are now. And nobody will be surprised here that the ethical dimensions of this attack were not reported upon except in a small niche. In many ways, this is very ethically questionable.
Let's look forward, though. Okay. So, evil hardened software, networks, and data. Talking about soft hardware, so we have this minimum sell-by date for hardware that we want to see on packages, so that we see which actually became part of legislation, and the message is, do we want a 5-year stamp? Should this be on the packaging? And that then becomes part of the selection criteria of the informed citizens, whether they take this or that router. This one says 5 years, this one 4. Which one will they take? But, well, you look at this and think, well, it's not that nice because that produces electronic waste. Which is, it should be good for 10 years, the hardware. And with laptops too, so many other things. We cannot just stop there. So what do we do? We introduce a test with a badge. And you have to hand in your router for an annual inspection. That won't happen. But a virtual badge, something? But how is this supposed to work if they're just standing around in the basement? Your car on the road, everyone can see that the badge has expired. On the router, it's not so good. Or the networked watch, or the clock in the living room, or the networked things in the bedroom. A digital badge. We need a machine-readable test badge, inspection badge on the blockchain. Yes. And then the question is, who will do the processing? Well, that question is then immediately solved. Those that send you mail now, if you have the wrong IP addresses from one of the sinkholes of the shadow servers, the ISP, that is. So they can then see the update requests by these devices with the machine-readable test badge, inspection badge, so they can write you a letter. In 6 months, you will need a new toothbrush.
Ein Fax.
A fax. Dear sir, it has become known to us that for 5 years, well, that's not enough because, well, this is so absurd, of course, but how about the things that don't stand still, but that can run away? Meaning lawnmower robots. They are mobile. Who is afraid of these lawnmowers? Do you want to see a real ID? Of course. That's why I've got it. I mean, the current lawn mower robot, of course, is only a medium hazard. No, it's not dangerous at all. Have you ever talked to the hedgehogs? Please. But we must think of the future. The lawn mower robot of later will have arms, and maybe we'll have to raise the level. Let's think of the combine harvester and young deer.
Oh,
autonomous cars. Well, did someone say caretaker or care work or nursery robots? Elderly care, nursery. We need the forced shutdown. That is the job that all these ego-shooter cracks have been waiting for. Yeah. So us. Yes, exactly. Well, let's leave that. I don't know. We do need exceptions, an old-timer exception, vintage. Will that look like? Networking diode, telco-grade net? What is going to worry us, I think, is the AI energy criminality, acquisition criminality. This needs so much energy. Everyone thinks they have to give it energy, and they will think of things.
Nuclear material.
Procurement crime. When we will get nuclear material that will remain. We're now going to build nuclear stations, and they need fuel. And Microsoft has been renting Three Mile Island for 20 years. We're predicting this for 2025. I think this will increase. That's the prediction. But, well, you would believe that they just build a few fusion reactors. Right. Now, the question that we have to ask, why is this way forward okay? This cloud thing didn't work. We have to go back to your own data center. This is the trend we're seeing in the last years. If it is a trend by now, and it's often denied, of course. So what would you have to do Amazon says that the on-premise trend is their biggest threat. So what do we have to do to realize that? The answer is clear. We need data center influencer to hype on-premise. The data center cold, data center sneeze has to become cool again. Not enough people are laughing. That is the problem. Okay. More business areas for 2025? Well, we need waiting lists, queues. Waiting lists. Ultimately, this at my grandfather, I found a crypto wallet in his files. Am I rich now? No. Is that the inheritance? Is it, what's it called, a Heisenberg inheritance? If I could encrypt it, I would have it. Decrypt it, that is. There will be something for that, this kind of waiting list for crypto wallet decryption, and those that will be nurturing those hopes by our subscription. Insurances. You just opened a billion market. Who is going to buy one of these crypto wallets with an insurance for decryption for your heirs? Really? Well, we have a new renaming in the ongoing crypto wars. Since when have they been around? Too long. Yes, too long. So the FBI has a new keyword, buzzword, responsibly managed encryption. Well, I think the innovation wealth in branding is, well, amazing. But the calls are getting a bit harsher. The pressure is rising, isn't it? Well, you don't know. Has the pressure risen, or are the drugs different? Are the hallucinations, are they coming from an AI now that through science fiction has been taught? Who knows? But you have to keep this in sight, because this is the hype word now. I'm interested how they're going to translate it. Well, ask the translation angel, says this interpreter. And then, of course, we see solutions. We'll call it AI investment salvaging. And why do we call it this way? Well, we have to kind of, because snake oil is such a bad word and maybe a bit used by now, and you don't know what it's made of, and maybe it's not even correct all the time. It's just like this debate about whether we talk about a web application firewall being part of a solution or part of the problem. Well, who believes that a web application firewall is part of the problem? A whole third. And who thinks it's part of the solution?
Okay.
Just about 15 of you. And who believes that everything should be set afire, set alight? You cynics. Hang on. Maybe we should reveal what we didn't include here but thought about, the lockdown mode. Maybe we thought maybe not, and we'll leave it for 2026, maybe, the lockdown mode for is it magical thinking to say Apple too often said lockdown mode is the solution? Is secure really secure? Surely this has to blow up for them. Well, shall we predict this? No. Why not?
You heard it here first.
Yes. So this year we cannot leave you with positive things. We have something very positive, in fact. Of course, military service is back on the agenda, right? You've heard this. Military service is being discussed, especially from politicians, of course, and most of all from older people who hope that it won't affect them. Don't they have any grandchildren? Well, maybe they just believe, well, these grandchildren will have to kind of stop just chatting to ChatGPT and really put an effort in. So you have to expect that what's going to come is the call for a cyber service for computer science students or those that have studied it. You know, Ron, just tell me, does that include us? Are we in favor of it? No. Are we in favor of it because it's a service for the community and so on? But can't we perhaps insert an age limit? Yes, with an age limit. Cyber or magical Zauber being German for magic. Civil service will wish you a very happy transition to the year 1984. Be well, get home well, and the interpreters hope that you've enjoyed.